Easter should be the best day of the year. It's a celebration of the resurrection of hope. Come to Crossroads Church and celebrate an empty tomb and a living hope. Info and service times at crossroads.net.
What was your prank? Take it to Prank Court. Not that we get to decide in real life if it was good, but this ain't real life. This is the Free Beer and Hot Wing Show. So we're the judge, jury, and everything else on this.
We will decide. We're good at this.
Yeah.
We know the difference between a good prank and a crime.
1-800-947-3979. Dee in Springfield. Dee, what was your prank?
Well, a bunch of us get together and we go riding, go to the bars, and our waitress was young enough. I told her what the prank was. She was in on it. I sent her this guy's senior picture.
Okay. Like a guy in your group who's there.
Yeah. Nobody else in the group knew about it. So she comes over with a round of beers and she goes, "Hey, you look familiar. My mom has a picture of somebody she knew in high school. Is this you?" So she shows him his senior picture.
Yeah.
He turns white. She goes, "Are you my dad?"
Good prank.
Great prank. Great prank.
So he goes, "Well, what's your mom's name?" And I think she said Cindy. Well, there was a Cindy in his past. He turned whiter than white. Nobody else in the group knew about it.
So the prank was on him, but also on everyone.
Was it?
Was he everybody the father? Else.
Yeah, what if it turned out that, yeah, you were just got lucky and it was true.
How long did you let him soak in that?
Well, about 10 minutes when he started looking around at everybody's faces and trying to figure out who did it.
That's a good prank.
Well, we do this every year. We get together. So
that same guy falls for it every year?
Man, he's stupid.
No.
Thank you, D. Just kidding.
No.
We know.
We know.
That's a good one. I like that one. Thumbs up, approval, whatever. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Billy in Tennessee, listening on 102.9 The Buzz. Hi, Billy. What was the prank?
Hey, so my ex-wife's brother-in-law spent some time in state prison on the West Coast. And we used one of those caller ID fakers to call from the number of the prison to his wife.
Okay.
To tell her that, pretending to be one of the officers from the prison, saying that he had escaped and if he knew any whereabouts where he was or anything like that. Well, before we get a chance to tell her it was a prank, she ended up calling back, asking information on whether or not they found him, and they ended up putting him in solitary confinement while they investigated him planning an escape from the prison.
Oh, no.
Boy.
So we ended up never calling her and telling her it was us because we were afraid he would retaliate when he got out. And we were just like, let's just leave it how it is. And the mom called us saying, "What happened?" And it was just a whole mess.
Was he in prison for murdering pranksters?
No, he was like a drug charge or something.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Billy. That's pretty good, except it went really bad. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I feel like for it to be classified as a prank, you have to have told them at some point.
Yeah, they have to know it was a prank.
Well, I could see why they were like, maybe we should keep this to ourselves.
Oh, I can see why, too, but not a good prank.
Imagine
results.
The moment when he was told by family, like, yeah, this is going on. They thought he was trying to escape. He had to spend 24 hours in isolation. You're like, oh, wow, that does sound bad. But you're like,
it's like, I'm just learning welding.
This is Mark in Buffalo, listening on 92.9 WBUF. Hi, Mark.
Hey, good morning. Hey, thank you. Hey, I bought some of the fake scratch-off tickets once, and I put I put one of them in a birthday card to my father with a couple real scratch-off tickets.
Okay.
Well, unbeknownst to me, before I could either talk to my father or know, he had opened the card. He had seen the fake ticket. He went downtown. I believe you have to go to like downtown City Hall because the amount was $10,000.
Okay.
And
to like the lottery bureau.
He doesn't find out until the person there flips it over and says, "If you read the back, this is only, you can only cash this at your mama's house." And
This is years ago. This is years ago. I still hear about it. Sorry, I'm laughing.
I am too.
The following Christmas, I have not gotten anything for Christmas since. Just to let you know,
yeah.
it was that bad. So those fake scratch-off tickets, those are winners. They're absolute winners.
Yeah, see, like, yeah, that's a good prank, Dang. And it's better than you tried to make it.
Because correct, yeah, the dad correct. Went down there yeah. and had a stranger say, this yeah. is only redeemable
yeah,
at your
mama's
house.
Yeah.
That's so awesome. Much thank you, better. Thank you.
That is good. Thank you, Mark.
Well yeah. done. I need that website where I can order
That's
those.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yo mama's house.
I think you're going to like this one as well. Danny in Nashville. Hi, Danny.
Good morning. How are you guys doing? Love the show.
Very good. Thank you. Appreciate you.
So I, about 25 years ago, I had an accident with a table saw and cut off all my fingers. They were able to reattach a couple, but a couple they were not able to reattach.
Okay.
So with the accident, I was given prosthetic fingers. Okay. Didn't care for them so much, but I did like to play with them. I would lube them up a little bit, slide them on my nubs, and then tell a kid to pull my finger. And instead of getting a fart, they would pop off a finger in their hand.
Is making it's lemonade out of lemons, my friend.
I'm torn on that one because that could be emotionally damaging for a child forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
But also, it's funny. That's very funny.
There was a couple kids that did, you know, get a little bit upset. I did have to concentrate with older kids so that they understood it a little bit better. But it was fun. Jeez. It was fun while I had them.
That is good.
God, that is fun.
That is really good.
My God.
Oh, I want to know how they... It must have. They had to be really good-looking prosthetics if you didn't notice. Right?
Does that give you any hope, Steve? Because Kelly's always saying you're going to cut your fingers off, and you'll be really funny soon.
Yeah, I got a 3D printer. I can just print new ones.
Oh, yeah, they'll look great.
That'd be hilarious.
Take-home fingers for the kids. All right, it's prank court. John, what was your prank?
Back in the 80s, I was in the military in Germany, and me and some fellow military people went out drinking. One of them happened to be a woman. We got drunk. We convinced her to take off her underwear. We stuck it under the seat of the guy that was driving us around, and all was fine for about a couple weeks. Then one of the guys that was with us said he called up his wife. Hey, can you look for my wallet? I think I left it in the car.
Oh, no.
From there, it went downhill.
Yeah, I bet it did, seeing as how he could not explain how a stranger's underwear got in his car. And when he's saying, I don't know how those got there, that's exactly what a cheater would say.
Right.
What happened to them? Did they?
There was a little bit of turmoil there, but we came up and fessed up to it, and everything was good after that.
Okay. I could tell you felt really bad.
Oh, yeah. 19, 20 years old.
Yeah. How it goes. We're all soft headed at 19. You're like, this will be funny.
Yeah. I don't know that I don't think I would have ever been able to mess with someone's relationship like that.
No.
Like, I would have been that, like, you're asking to get punched in the nose for that one.
This one, I pulled a prank on my dad in the early 90s. He came home late one night and after having a few drinks, and I was on the phone at a kitchen table wearing a long black curly wig and a different jacket. And when he came in, he didn't know who the heck it was, and he charged at me. I couldn't rip the wig off my head fast enough and drop the phone and yell, Dad, it's me. He almost broke my face. That, yeah, you're rolling the dice with that because, my grandma once for April Fool's super glued a ton of change to her deck and told us kids we could keep whatever we picked up. That's a good one.
Except that was one now of my, you have change on your deck forever.
One of my favorite days at the, when I worked at the shoe store, the Finish Line in the mall, my year between high school and college and then the summer after. Was when we talked the assistant manager, Kurt, who was not a responsible adult, into letting us super glue quarters to the walkway in front of our store so we could watch shoppers bending to pick them up all day. It was fun for us.
Yeah.
Like how you asked permission to do a prank.
Yeah. We also talked him after that. He let, because he enjoyed that so much, we talked him into Sarcasm Amnesty Day, which was something I had made up. Yeah. And that was where you were allowed to be sarcastic. And then if you told people it was Amnesty Day, they had to just go with it.
Mm.
And so we had said, we should do that here. And he said, so we could say all the things to customers we always wanted to. And we're like, yeah. And he goes, I'm in. And we're like, okay. So like 5 minutes later, this older woman comes in and she's getting some walking shoes because she's trying to get back in shape. And she asked for a size 6. And he goes, yeah, let me get it. I'm sure that'll fit. And she came back and told the real manager the next day, and he got fired.
Yeah, he sounds stupid.
Yeah, he did not make great decisions. But we were at that age where, and I wouldn't do this now, but where if somebody leans into a bad decision and you're like, oh, this is going to be bad, you're like, go ahead, this is a great idea.
Do it.
Mm, lots of fun. 1-800-947-3979. We may do prank court again, because that was a lot of stuff that you said.
Yeah, there's some great stuff there.
Made me laugh.
Stuff coming in on text and everything, yeah.